This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House impeachment inquiry heard testimony from a longtime career official with the Office of Management and Budget Saturday. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Mark Sandy is the first agency employee to be deposed in the inquiry after three Trump appointees defied congressional subpoenas.
Lawmakers are interviewing Mark Sandy. He's the first official from the Office of Management and Budget to defy President Trump's instructions not to testify. Like other witnesses in the investigation, Sandy was expected to receive a congressional subpoena to appear. Investigators want to hear more about the administration's decision to withhold military aid from Ukraine. The holdup came as Trump was asking Ukraine's new president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, as well as a debunked theory about Ukrainian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas in some of the most dramatic scenes in more than 5 months of escalating violence. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city and stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier, squads of Chinese People's Liberation Army soldiers emerged from their barracks to help clear debris that has blocked some key roads in the city for days. The presence of the PLA soldiers on the streets, even to clean up, could stoke further controversy. Demonstrations have rocked the Asian financial hub since June, with many people angry with the perceived Communist Party meddling in the former British colony. Beijing denies any interference. This